This is HPR episode 2120 entitled, Web Dump WMAP I Witnessed Phantom J's Selenium. It is hosted by Operat Zero R and is about 11 minutes long. The summary is, automate the process of finding unique websites, removing dupes, and getting screenshots. Today's show is licensed under a CC0 license.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, my name is Robert McCurdy. I'm doing this for Hacker Public Radio, so I'm going to try to be as verbose as I can for just an audio podcast. What I'm going to do is explain to you a kind of way that I've method of processing a bunch of websites and finding unique ones and then following up on those. So here's the use cases that you're on a security assessment, you're scanning, 30,000 hosts. And that means out of those 30,000, you're probably going to have 60,000 actual websites. So what you can do is feed a CSV file of the host name and the port into this web dump script. And what essentially is it's going to do is it's going to download the first website for everything and follow all the links and all that. So it's going to try to actually guess if it's 443, it's going to be HTTPS. I haven't quite gotten it to detect if it's HTTPS and then switch over. So what this script does, the first part of the script is you run Burp Suite, and it uses Burp Suite as a curl with Burp Suite as a proxy, and it will multi-threadedly download the first web page to a file, and that file will get in an HTML format, which is okay, except for you're going to have a lot of duplicates, and you're actually going to be missing, websites that have a heavy Java or heavy Flash. So there's a second step to that. So I'll go over that. So in this instance, we have it's a Cygwin script that could probably somewhat easily be ported over to straight up Linux. What it does is it downloads the website of everything in the scope. So say for example this list of a bunch of different websites is thousands of long, and we don't know which one of these is duplicates, we don't know if these are valid, but it's a CSV file of the host name and then comma and a port, and you can feed it. Sometimes I'll even feed it an entire scope, depending on, I'll remove things like SSH and known non-web servers, and then I'll feed that into WebDump. And what you're going to end up with is it's going to more or less remove anything that has less than 3 lines, greater than 3 lines difference. So if it's got 3 lines that are the same, or 3 lines that are different, if I can remember, it will basically move it to a delete folder, or a folder to be deleted. So the idea is that it's going to eat a bunch of different host ports services using curl, and it's going to follow redirects, it's going to get the SSL certificate, it's going to try to view each one of those sites, but it's only going to try to view the first page. It's not going to crawl like Burp Suite would or anything else. And what we're going to end up with is a bunch of files that are all duplicates, right? And then once it goes through the process of removing duplicates that are more than 3 lines different, then you're going to end up with this list of actual websites that are different, right? And now what we need to do is, manually look at these with a browser. If it's a low number of websites, you can go to them manually. But what I found is I'll have maybe 1,200 different websites, and I don't really particularly want to look at 1,200 different files and figure out which ones are duplicates and not. So what I'm trying to do is kind of bundle this web dump along with a program called iWitness. Now iWitness is kind of a follow-up of a program that I was did a video on for WMAP, which is it's Burp Suite WMAP Change Request Method Active Scanner. And that goes over the active scanner and using web dump to automatically crawl different websites and auto clone them, essentially. What I found is that WMAP is just not up to par, and doesn't scale very well, and it just uses the API for essentially Chrome, right? So with that said, we need something a little stronger that supports multi-threaded, and it's going to do a little bit quicker downloads. So what I did end up doing is playing with iWitness. Now what you can do with iWitness is you can use the web feature, which is Selenium, and then there's also the headless feature, which uses PhantomJS. So what the two different things you need to understand about those two options for downloading a website automatically is PhantomJS is essentially not going to do things like Flash. It's going to do pretty much everything else more or less. It's about as close as you can get to rendering a website without using Flash or Selenium. So those are two options. If it's a bunch of websites, you want to use the headless mode. And if it's only just a few, maybe 100 or maybe even 600, you might get away with using Selenium. So the headless mode is definitely going to be much quicker, but you might miss websites like Flash websites and things like that. So if you're pretty sure that there's some Flash in there, you might want to single those out and single them out and run Selenium directly with them. So what we're going to do is we're going to create this input file, if I already have it. And this input file is going to have our list of kind of removed duplicates that we want to double check on. And here we have like seven websites that we want to take a look at manually. And in real case, this would be like 600 or so, kind of basically unique websites. And since we have a low number, we can actually use Selenium, and it will give us a little bit more chance of having everything look real, or it will render the page with a real browser. So you use, there's an installation procedure for iWitness. There's a few caveats in there. You just have to make sure that you get the dependencies correctly. I didn't have something installed. I think it was PhantomJS I didn't have installed, and it was erroring out, giving me all kinds of issues. So that's iWitnessPY-F, which is an input file, and that was our input file of our seven websites. And we're going to use Selenium, so we're going to do --web. And again, I mean, I can tell you, with these seven websites, it might take 8 seconds per site, more or less, up to 8 seconds per site sometimes. And then sometimes even it might even hang. So I think they have the ability to reconnect or like save sessions, essentially. But it's going pretty quickly, even with just the --web function. We're almost done with seven sites. And the idea here is, instead of me, manually looking at, 300 HTML files, or manually copying and pasting a URL and clicking it, or making some kind of crypt and have it actually rendering the page, I can use a tool like iWitness to automatically render it, and or just use the headless mode to show all the websites in scope, or all the websites to look at. So it gives you some information here on the list side. Really, not that much information that you're going to get any value out of. But what you want is the screenshots on the right side here. So essentially, what you get is a bunch of screenshots of whatever you told it to whatever websites you told it to download. So you can quickly go through here and be like, oh, this is kind of interesting. We have a PHP error here on this website for whatever reason, right? which I guess their website was crapping out in the middle of doing this test. So anyways, so with that said, we actually have a path disclosure on this website for when we were doing our testing. We exhausted the memory on the PHP website, it says, and it gives us a path of whole moron from moron.com. Anyways, that's just a quick overview of how I'm chaining all this together to give me a quick picture of every single website, unique, essentially every unique website that's going to be in scope. Some other things that I'll backtrack by go over is what you can do while Burp Suite is running. The great thing about that is you can turn on Active Scanner while WebDump is running. I'm sorry, while WebDump is running, you can turn on the Active Scanner and essentially make it a kind of an autopone style scanner. So you can say live active scanning and say scope, and then just say use a custom scope and say add, and then make it any. So now any website that Burp hits, it's going to basically autopone it, which is kind of interesting across the board. If you do it on a few thousand websites, you're probably guaranteed some kind of low hanging fruit in that aspect. That's pretty much all the stuff I can go over. Again, I said WMAP is a nice little plugin to play around with, but it's slower. But it doesn't have any requirements as far as anything else. It just needs Chrome. So that's the plus there. If you're going to do just a handful of websites, I would use WMAP. But if you're going to do 100 or 200, 600 or more, you want to use something like iWitness and along with the WebDump to get rid of these duplicates. So anyways, that's pretty much sums it up. What we've done here is we've taken a list of 26 websites, dumped it out to HTML, removed the duplicates, and then we fed those non-duplicate slash unique items and fed those into iWitness so that we can take a quick screenshot of every single website that we may want to take a look at and say, oh, look, this is some kind of flash login. What's the default login for this website? Or maybe there's an error there that you can follow up on. Anyways, hope this helps somebody out and gets you aimed in the right direction.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.